Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
lifestyle can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a fraternity boy. And God, I'm glad I'm not one. Oh, tell your children, child. Not to do what I have done. Don't spend your life in pain and misery.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the childrens.
Down. darkness is deep. Your black light eyes light the tide-eyed skies for you and me. You and me. Romeo in rags, Juliet. Romeo in rags, Juliet in jeans. Romeo
slouch head frown.
Have you seen the lady with the tie-dye gown? Hail, hail to the tie-dye princess. Hail, hail to the tie-dye queen. Hail, hail to the tie-dye princess. Hail, hail.
your life. We live in our dreams, Romeo in rags, Juliet in jeans, while the Savior's asleep in the darkness. Your black light eyes light the tide-eyed skies for you and me, you and me. Romeo in rags, Juliet in jeans, Romeo in rags.
Yeah. This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punched cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
"Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
"To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep."
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two."
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two."
To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules.